L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Nestled in the heart of Washington Heights stands a house older than Manhattan itself, the Morris Jumel Mansion. Built in 1765, this Georgian Palladian structure has witnessed some of America's most pivotal moments. From serving as George Washington's headquarters during the Revolutionary War to becoming the home of Eliza Jumel, one of New York's most controversial and enigmatic figures. Over the centuries, its stately walls have absorbed more than just history. They've become a canvas for stories of the unexplained. Visitors claim to have heard disembodied voices, seen shadowy figures roaming the halls, and even encountered Eliza Jumel herself, dressed in her 19th century finery. Paranormal investigators and thrill-seekers alike are drawn to its storied halls, hoping to uncover the truth behind the mansion's chilling reputation. But are these spectral sightings genuine echoes of the past or tricks of the mind shaped by the mansion's rich history? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Perched on a hill in Washington Heights, with views once stretching across vast rivers and untouched landscapes, the Morris Jumel Mansion is more than just a house. It's a sentinel of history. Constructed in 1765 by British Colonel Roger Morris and his wife, Mary Phillips, the mansion was built as a summer retreat. Its architecture reflected their wealth, with spacious rooms, elaborate woodwork, and a carefully selected location offering both luxury and strategic vantage. In its earliest years, the house was a testament to British colonial success, but history had other plans. By the late 1760s, rumblings of rebellion had begun to stir in the colonies, and the Morrises' once idyllic retreat soon became entwined with the fight for independence. When the Revolutionary War erupted, the Morrises' staunch loyalists fled back to Britain, leaving their grand estate behind. The house didn't sit empty for long. In 1776, none other than General George Washington set up his headquarters in the mansion during the Battle of Harlem Heights. Here, in its stately rooms, Washington strategized key maneuvers that would prove pivotal to the fledgling nation. The mansion's connection to this critical moment in American history remains a cornerstone of its identity, cementing its reputation as a witness to revolution. Following the war, the house changed hands, eventually serving as a bustling tavern known as Calumet Hall. It became a hub for travelers and a backdrop for countless personal dramas. This period of transition marked the beginning of the mansion's layered identity, blending opulence with the gritty reality of a post-war nation. It wasn't until 1810, when Stephen Jumel, a wealthy French wine merchant, purchased the house, that it entered a new era of grandeur. Stephen's wife, Eliza Bowen Jumel, would become one of the most infamous figures associated with the mansion. A woman of humble origins, Eliza rose to prominence through cunning business acumen and a flair for the dramatic. Her life at the mansion was as luxurious as it was controversial. Eliza's story alone could fill volumes. In 1833, she married former Vice President Aaron Burr, a union that was as scandalous as it was short-lived. Their marriage dissolved amid accusations of infidelity and deceit, leaving Eliza with the house and a reputation as a formidable and eccentric woman. After her death in 1865, rumors of her lingering presence in the mansion began to surface. But Eliza wasn't the only figure to leave an imprint on the house. During its time as Calumet Hall, countless travelers and soldiers passed through, adding their stories to the mansion's legacy. Some say that this history of transient souls has left behind something more, a lingering energy that refuses to be silenced. The mansion transitioned into a museum in 1904, sparking a new chapter in its history. As curators worked to preserve its legacy, they began hearing tales from visitors and staff about strange occurrences. Unexplained footsteps echoed through empty halls. Doors opened and closed on their own. And then there were the apparitions, shadowy figures glimpsed out of the corner of an eye, only to vanish when approached. While the stories were often dismissed as overactive imaginations or tricks of light, the frequency and consistency of the reports suggested otherwise. Could the Morris Jumel Mansion truly be home to something or someone otherworldly? As the Morris Jumel Mansion settled into its new role as a museum, the paranormal activity that had long been whispered about began to take on a life of its own. Visitors and staff alike started reporting encounters that went beyond mere oddities. Some claim to have seen the specter of a woman dressed in 19th century finery, gliding silently through the rooms. Many believed this figure to be none other than Eliza Jumel herself, forever tied to the mansion she had fiercely protected in life. One of the most chilling sightings occurred in the mansion's lavish dining room. A visitor, alone and admiring the room's preserved period decor, suddenly felt an overwhelming sense of unease. Turning around, they were startled to see a woman seated at the table, dressed in black with a stern expression. The figure reportedly met their gaze before fading into thin air. When the visitor described the apparition to staff, their description matched portraits of Eliza Jumel almost exactly. The paranormal activity wasn't limited to Eliza's ghost. Reports of Revolutionary War-era soldiers wandering the property became increasingly common. Some visitors described seeing men in Hessian uniforms standing silently near windows or in darkened corners. One chilling tale involved a group of schoolchildren on a field trip. As they stood in one of the mansion's upstairs bedrooms, a shadowy figure of a soldier reportedly materialized near the fireplace, only to disappear as the group screamed and fled the room. Unexplained sounds also plagued the mansion. Footsteps echoed through hallways long after the museum had closed for the night. Doors creaked open and shut of their own accord, often with no discernible source for the drafts that might have moved them. Staff members reported hearing muffled voices engaged in conversation, though searches of the house always turned up empty. In the 1960s, renowned paranormal investigator Hans Holzer conducted a series of seances in the mansion, hoping to communicate with its restless spirits. Holzer claimed to have made contact with multiple entities, including Eliza Jumel and even soldiers who had passed through during the Revolutionary War. Using a medium, Holzer reported messages from beyond that suggested the spirits were attached to the house because of unresolved business or strong emotional ties. One of the most intriguing theories about the hauntings at the Morris Jumel Mansion is that the phenomena are a form of residual energy. According to this hypothesis, the intense emotions and significant historical events that occurred within the house have left an imprint, like a recording replaying over and over. This would explain why many of the reported apparitions seem to follow set patterns, such as the soldier who consistently appears in the same bedroom, or the woman in black seen in the dining room. Others, however, believe the mansion's hauntings go beyond residual energy. The intelligent hauntings theory posits that some of the entities in the house are aware of their surroundings and capable of interacting with the living. This idea is supported by numerous accounts of objects moving on their own or witnesses feeling as though they were being watched. Skeptics argue that the house's age and its creaky wooden floors, combined with the power of suggestion, could explain much of the reported activity. The mansion's dim lighting and historical decor create an atmosphere ripe for imagination to take over. Add to this the stories of its ghostly reputation, and it's easy to see how visitors might perceive ordinary occurrences as paranormal. Yet for those who have experienced the unexplainable, no amount of skepticism can erase the memory of what they've seen or felt. From disembodied voices to full-bodied apparitions, the Morris Jumel Mansion continues to be a source of fascination for those who seek to unravel its mysteries. The Morris Jumel Mansion stands as a crossroads of history and mystery. From its role in the Revolutionary War to its transformation into a museum, it has witnessed lifetimes of joy, tragedy, and everything in between. But is this rich history enough to explain the stories of spectral soldiers, phantom voices, and the indomitable presence of Eliza Jumel? Skeptics might point to creaking wood, drafts, and the power of suggestion as the culprits behind the reported phenomena. After all, when you're standing in a house as old as this one, surrounded by artifacts and tales from centuries past, it's easy to let your imagination run wild. But can that really account for the dozens of eyewitness accounts, the uncanny consistency of the apparitions, and the chilling experiences of even the most hardened skeptics? Perhaps the Morris Jumel Mansion holds something more, something we don't yet fully understand. Whether these events are echoes of history, manifestations of energy, or figments of our own psychological landscapes, they compel us to look deeper, to question what lingers after life. So what's the verdict? Is the mansion truly haunted? Or are we the ones haunting its history by bringing our imaginations to life within its storied walls? One thing's for certain, this house isn't giving up its secrets anytime soon. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.